You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
It's curtains up on another episode of West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater on the West Coast. I'm Broadway veteran Will Armstrong, welcoming you to our 50th episode of this podcast. And because it's a special episode, we wanted to kick things off in a unique way. So we took West of Broadway further east than we have ever gone, all the way to New York City for Broadway Con 2020. And this was my first Broadway Con, but it's the fifth year in a row that they've held this very unique, very exciting event. The Midtown Hilton is where it all happened, and you could find lecturers, classes, vendors, Broadway celebrities, and super fans as far as you could see. And so my crew and I, we packed up all of our equipment, and we made our way through the crowds to find some exciting and interesting guests, and we thought it only fitting that our 50th guest be our first guest, and that's Miss Lori Wells. She's a Broadway star, successful working actress, adored by anyone who has ever met her, I swear to God, and she is a superior talent who is using her gifts and sharing them with the next generation through this really exciting app that she is partnering with here at Broadway Con. So I pulled her away from her booth for a few minutes to sit down, catch up, and learn about this super cool service that I wish existed when I was auditioning. I can't wait for you to hear about it. It's very, very cool. So without any further ado, let's catch up with my dear friend, Lori Wells. Lori Wells, welcome to West of Broadway.
I am so happy to be talking with you.
So you were the very first guest of the very first episode of West of Broadway.
Yes.
This is our 50th episode.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
I know. 3 years later, and when we first met up, we were in Los Angeles and you were on tour with American
in Paris. Yeah.
And now we are here at Broadway Con.
So exciting.
And you're here with a product, a service, a booth.
It's amazing. My friend Mike Milton came up with this app called Shadow Star, which you can go to the app store if you have an iPhone and Shadow space Star and download it for free. It's an app that connects performers all over the country, all over the world, actually, with Broadway mentors. So you join the app. It's a yearly membership or monthly. And you basically have a connection to Broadway mentors who are performing now on Broadway, have been on Broadway, and you can have like FaceTime sessions with them and coach with them, voice lessons, get information about auditions in New York. What is it like in New York? So if you're in any other state and you've never lived here and you're an aspiring artist, you get to actually connect and communicate with these Broadway mentors.
Okay, so your career, you started off years ago at Disneyland.
Yep.
And then kind of worked your way through.
Yep.
And you did...
cruise ships, I did. I started on cruise ships. That was kind of like my college because I didn't go to college.
Right.
So I left home when I was 16. I actually worked in Nashville at Opryland USA, which was a theme park, which changed my life and taught me about 8 shows a week. Well, actually, that was like 27 shows a week. And, you know, performing and being around professionals and what that is and what it's like to actually be a professional performer. And then from there, I did Gina and Ryan cruise ships. I sang on
Shout
Norwegian.
Shout out to Gina Ann.
Shout out to the Jars. I did Norwegian Princess Cruises, saved up a bunch of money, and then moved to New York City, where I lived in an apartment in the Village that you moved into.
Which was an incredible... To be in the heart of the Village.
It's my New York. I mean, that is my idea of New York. Yeah. And, you know, now I live outside the city in New Jersey. My husband and I, who is also an actor, Don Noble, we actually bought a house and we're, you know, just so happy to be kind of outside, but be able to come in and still, you know,
the best of both worlds.
It's the best of both worlds. Yeah.
But tell me how, yes, you had an incredible path that led you to Broadway, but now that there's technology that is, that you're a couple buttons away from.
Had I had the opportunity for something like this, I mean, I moved here. I didn't really know anybody.
Sure.
You know, I got connected, thank God, with like great teachers, and I met people and who I still talk to. And some of my first auditions are people that still hire me 25 years later.
Yeah.
Like some of these theater companies that I worked for, very in the beginning, when I very first auditioned, they're like, who are you? You know, I'm from California, and here I am. And they still hire me to this day. So it's all about connection in this business.
Exactly. It's about connection. It's about being someone that people want to work with. It's about cultivating these friendships, because people don't want to work with a-holes.
That's right.
You know?
Especially in this day and age. You know, it's funny. Used to be able to be a diva. I keep looking at the camera. Used to be able to be a diva in this business. Used to be able to, you know, it was a thing. Like, we wanted strong personalities and divas to perform and just kind of be like, oh, I can't work under these conditions. And now we want nice people.
Absolutely.
In the world, we need nice people, and we want to be nice people and work with nice people. So you have to be easy to work with. You have to be a good person, and that's it. I mean,
when you are, because you are a mentor on Shadow Star, when you work with your, are they clients? What do you call them? Mentees?
I would call them mentees or clients. Yeah.
Sure.
Students, whatever. Yeah.
When you're working with your students, like, what is, I'm sure the class is tailored to each person, but what can they expect when they're being mentored by you?
For me, I do a lot of voice lessons and a lot of coaching for auditions, so I can coach you on acting a song. I can coach you voice stuff if you're having some pitch issues or how to sing a certain note or something. But mainly what I have learned in this business is it's about being the most you can be, which sounds cliche, but it's everyone can sing, everyone is talented, everyone's working hard. It's about who you are and bringing that to the forefront. So like, what song is going to show who you are? Your soul, like, who are you, you know, and what can you bring, and what are your gifts and skills, and, you know, what shines through when you walk into a room, and how are people going to remember you and get to know you more?
When we were coming up, it was about, did you look the part?
Yes.
And now it's flipped, and now it's about authenticity.
Authenticity.
And what you bring to the role. Like, it's just really an inspiring and exciting time to be a performer.
It is. And you know, I'm getting older. Everyone's getting older. Mm-hmm. And the good news is, the older you get, the more you know yourself and the better at auditioning you are. So I feel like I'm not perfect. I still get nervous sometimes. I still have, you know, issues with auditions. And I coach and learn all the time. I have never stopped that process. Mm-hmm. So I go to my coaches. I go to my voice lessons. And then I coach others. And so I keep learning, they keep learning, it keeps growing, it changes every day. This business is changing all the time. So like, what you need to be available to do and know is just always growing and always changing. So coaching is the way to go.
Like, yeah.
That's it.
Absolutely. Because you can't do it alone.
No.
And
why would you? Like, you and I were alone.
Yeah.
You know, until we met each other and then started meeting other people. But, you know, it's like, why would you? Especially if you're coming from another state or something. Like, why wouldn't you want to reach out online to a mentor and have a FaceTime session, which is so modern?
Yeah.
And, you know, talk for an hour for, by the way, it's like $60. It's not some huge amount of money that you would think it is, you know. And you get to ask the questions you want to ask and ask the scary things. Like, do you actually want to do this for a living? And sometimes you're going to need to do another job as well. And, like, that's just the reality of this career as a lifetime, you know?
Absolutely. This is the second day of BroadwayCon.
Yeah.
You've had people coming through.
Yeah.
Of all walks of life, all ages.
Yep.
What has impressed you the most about the people that are drawn to BroadwayCon?
Well, that we're all, I kind of call us, my husband says this too, we're like the island of misfit toys, you know? We're like, we're all just so different. And I think everyone just wants to share their gifts and be who they are in this world and kind of be seen. And I think that's kind of why we perform. You know, we want to connect and we want to share and we want to be accepted. And I think that's what we do on Broadway and what we do as performers. Like, we connect with each other and we accept each other. And doesn't always happen in the world, you know? So what I've been impressed with is people coming up here and they're just so devoted to this craft. and they're excited about this app, and they're excited about learning and growing, and that's the ticket. I mean, that's the ticket to success. Keep growing.
So how do people find you on the app?
They just go to the app, and they'll see a list of all the Broadway mentors working, and they'll go to Lori Wells, and they'll click on me, and they'll see the shows I've done, information, and then it'll say book now, and you book me, and my availability is right there.
Wow.
And you could be talking to me tomorrow on this app, you know, at 4 p.m.
That's incredible. And so where can we find you not on Shadow Star?
Like you can go to LoriWells.net, which is my website, and Great. You can email me through there.
Great.
And I also do tons of private coaching, so,
yeah.
You know, I'm up for that, too.
Lori, I love you.
I love you.
And I'm so glad
to
see you.
Well, we started this together, babe.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's amazing. And it's just, it's so amazing to have you here, and I just wish you such continued success, and maybe you can be my 100th guest.
I want to be your always guest. I love you.
I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow. I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Lori Wells, one of my favorite people on the entire planet. And please go to LoriWells.net for all the information about who she is, where she is, what she's doing, what she's up to. And I hope that you love her and appreciate her amazing talent as much as I do. And if you are an aspiring actor and looking for a coach, consider Lori Wells or any of the other incredible Broadway veterans that are available on Shadow Star in the App Store. I am Will Armstrong PR on Instagram and all other social media platforms, and westofbroadwaypodcast.com is where you can catch up with past episodes. Coming up over the next several episodes, you're going to hear conversations with Broadway stars, super fans, entrepreneurs who are making waves in the theater world, and more. I hope you have as much fun listening to these as we had creating them at BroadwayCon 2020. On a separate note, my dear friend and co-host Lara Scott unfortunately had to step away from this project to focus on some other aspects of her career, and we are incredibly sad to see her go, and I personally will miss her with all of my heart, and I thank her for being a true inspiration in creating this very special show with me, and we wish her continued success on everything she does. We have found a new co-host, and we will be announcing and introducing her in the coming weeks, so stay tuned for that. And lastly, thank you for listening. I'm super proud of the show and excited to see it evolve, and we are glad that you're on this journey with us, and I hope you take comfort in knowing that if you're ever looking for us, you can find us just west of Broadway.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.